Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Siriano. Hello, everyone. I hope you had a great week. And most importantly, I hope you found time to pray to Jesus. Each week, we talk a lot about prayer during this program, and that's because there's nothing more important than prayer. When we pray, we talk directly to Jesus about anything on our minds. Prayer lets us build a meaningful relationship with Jesus, and in time, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our troubles and problems and let Him handle them. When we do, we find ourselves living life in peace and contentment. Years ago, I wouldn't have understood anything I just told you because I had very little faith and I didn't pray. Luckily, in 2010, through a series of events no doubt orchestrated by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about showing compassion and how we as Christians can't ignore the needs of others. On today's show, we'll speak about something we've all experienced, whether we're aware of it or not, and that is when the Lord intervenes. The Lord never answers us with words when we pray, yet things we pray for often are granted. And that happens because the Lord intervenes, and in some way through events He creates or actions He has others perform. A husband is praying for help to pay the medical bills that are piling up from taking care of his wife's illness, leading him to a path of bankruptcy. Then one day, while at the office, the husband meets someone who's impressed with his work and winds up offering him a job with a much higher income and better health insurance. Here, the Lord intervened by arranging a meeting between the two gentlemen, leading to a new job. I look at myself when in 2010, I wasn't even going to church and had hardly any faith. I wound up with cancer. But when I woke up in recovery after my surgery, I was completely paralyzed in both arms. During weeks of physical therapy and recovery, I received a phone call from someone asking me to play guitar in his church group. Of course, I wasn't able to, but the person was confident I would be cured and told me to call him when I was, saying he could use me. A few months later, when I finally was playing guitar again, I took him up on his offer for the sole purpose of playing guitar. Yet, once in church, after a couple of weeks, my eyes were opened as I felt the Lord reaching out to me and I found Jesus. It's been 14 years, and I still think of that incredible experience. I have no doubts that it was the Lord who intervened. The hospital cannot explain why I was paralyzed, and the person who called me used my love for music to get me back to church. These events were not coincidences, but were in fact created by the Lord, and they worked. This is how the Lord intervenes, through events and through the actions of others. In the Bible it says, Luke chapter 1, verse 37, "For nothing will be impossible with God." This Bible verse makes it clear that when the Lord wants something, He will make it happen, because for Him nothing is impossible. The Lord intervenes in all of our lives. Many times we don't even know it, but He does it because He loves us and always wants the best for us. Understanding how the Lord intervenes in our lives is another part of living life as a Christian. Our topic for today is when the Lord intervenes. If we take a moment to think about the many unexplainable events that have taken place in our lives, we can start to see things that took place prior to the event that caused it to happen. we met someone from the opposite sex who we wind up falling in love with and getting married after years of failed relationships. We have nearly given up trying to find a house we can afford when suddenly someone in our family needs to sell their home and the price is just what we can afford. Many will say all of these types of incidents are nothing but coincidences, but I believe they happened because the Lord intervened. The first song I'm going to play today is a metaphor. The song is called God is Light. There are many Bible verses when Jesus refers to himself as the light of the world. God is light, which represents all that is good in the world, as Satan represents darkness and all that is bad in the world. In the song, we hear about in the verses all the wonderful things we receive from God, and then in the chorus, what it means when we say God is light. The words in the chorus are, God is light, my light and salvation. God is light, whom shall I fear? God is light, the incarnation. God is light, for he is here. God is light, my light and salvation. God is light, I'm not afraid. I shall not fear the darkness in my life. I'm not afraid. God is light. Please listen now to my song, God is Light.
Open your eyes, behold the beauty. God gave a sight for all of us to see. Open your hearts, feel them inside. The love, the care, the joy I cannot hide. Every good and perfect gift drops from him. From the Father who heavenly light, a Father who gives his love.
God is light,
my light and salvation.
God is light,
whom shall I fear?
God is light,
the incarnation.
God is light,
for he is here.
God is light,
my light and salvation.
God is light,
I'm not afraid. I shall not fear the darkness in my life. See the light, the sun and the stars. Open your ears, hear all there is. Look to the light, I know it's Jesus. Every joy and kind good deed comes from him above. The Father who gives us the light, our Father.
God is light,
whom shall I fear?
God is light,
the incarnation.
God is light,
for he is here.
God is light,
my light and salvation.
God is light,
I'm not afraid. I shall not fear the darkness in my life. I'm not afraid. God is light. Life and the life of man. Life is a gift. salvation.
God is life.
For he is here.
God is life.
I'm not salvation.
God is life.
I'm not afraid. I shall not fear the darkness in my life. I'm not afraid. God is life.
We'll be right back.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. Call now for free details.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
We're continuing with today's topic, When the Lord Intervenes. If we believe that the Lord does create events and uses the actions of others to achieve the things He wants for us in our lives, then we should be comfortable reaching out to Jesus through prayer and asking for Him to intervene. When we ask the Lord for His help, we are, in fact, granting Him permission to intercede in our lives. How He chooses to do so is entirely up to Him. And that makes sense. We know the Lord is not going to knock on our door or call us on our cell phones. So how He intervenes is the mystery that only He knows what and when will take place that will positively impact our lives. We must also believe that the Lord never causes anything bad to happen. But when we are faced with difficult times, the Lord is there to help. In my case, I know the Lord did not give me cancer, but because He intervened in my life, He used a bad experience, the cancer, followed by another bad experience, the paralysis, to bring me back to church and to find Jesus. I not only had my faith restored, but I learned about prayer, and now I pray every day, several times each day. And I could not imagine my life without prayer. We all need to pray to Jesus and talk with Him about whatever is on our minds. Ask His help for things we need and pray on it often. Be patient and don't give up. Then watch what happens as the Lord goes to work on our behalf, orchestrating events and using the actions of others for us to receive either what we asked for or, in many times, something better that the Lord wanted for us that we never expected. Prayer is the greatest gift our God has given us because we get to talk directly to Him. We're allowed to ask for whatever we need, and through prayer, we get to show the Lord our thanks for all we have. Prayer also brings us inner peace and lets us rid ourselves of all our burdens because we can give them to God. We all need to use prayer, and the more we do, the more we will want to. We should not only pray for ourselves, but for the needs of others. Pray for those we love, our family, and our friends, and ask the Lord to bring them what they need. And pray for those who are unkind to us, and ask the Lord to intervene and open their eyes to change their behavior. Prayer is a gift from God. Learning how to use prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. Today's topic is When the Lord Intervenes. In the Bible it says, Exodus chapter 14, verse 14, "The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent." This Bible verse makes it clear that the Lord will always guide us, protect us, and take care of us. One of the ways He does this is by intervening in our lives, allowing us to receive many gifts through events He creates, as well as by the actions of others who act on His behalf. Each of us has had and will continue to have many wonderful things take place in our lives, most of which were through the actions of our Lord intervening in our lives. The next song I'm going to play today has an important message. As Christians, we all believe in God. We all love our God, and we should all trust our God. The song is called Just Walk With Me. When I wrote this song, I thought of how I felt back in 2010 when I finally found my faith and what it meant to me. It was a long journey of several months of me getting beyond the confusion and doubts, leading me to a place of joy and happiness. In the verses, The lyrics talk about my understanding of how Jesus knows we all have doubts, but if we reach out to Him, He is there for us. Then in the chorus, how amazing our lives can be when we walk with the Lord, because all we need to do is follow Him and let Him lead, bringing us joy and happiness. The words in the chorus are, "Just walk with me, you can follow. Walk with me, I will get you through tomorrow. Take my hand and let me guide you. I've been down this road so many times before. Just walk with me." Please listen now to my song, "Just Walk With Me."
We are.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. In the gospel, a deaf man is brought to Jesus. Jesus put his finger in the man's ears and touched his tongue, then looked at heaven and said, "Be opened." The deaf man was cured. Even though Jesus asked the crowd not to tell anyone, they could not hold back their amazement, saying, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The psalm for today is Psalm 146, "Praise the Lord, my soul." This psalm is one of worship as we praise our Lord as a wonderful and loving God. In writing the music, I use the ancient text supported by a contemporary musical style and arrangement. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 146, "Praise the Lord, my soul."
Praise the Lord, my soul. 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 Praise the Lord, my soul.
Praise the Lord, my
be right back.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. Call now for free details.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, A Call from God. One Saturday night, a pastor was working late and decided to call his wife before he left for home. It was about 10 p.m., but his wife didn't answer the phone. The pastor let it ring many times. He thought it was odd that she didn't answer, but decided to wrap up a few things and try again in a few minutes. When he tried again, she answered right away. He asked her why she hadn't answered before, and she said that it hadn't rung at their house. They brushed it off as a fluke and went on their merry ways. The following Monday, the pastor received a call at the church office, which was the phone that he had used that Saturday night. The man that he spoke with wanted to know why he had called on Saturday night. The pastor couldn't figure out what the man was talking about. Then the man said, "It rang and rang, but I didn't answer." The pastor remembered the mishap and apologized for disturbing him, explaining that he had intended to call his wife. The man said, "That's okay. Let me tell you my story. You see, I was planning to commit suicide on Saturday night. But before I did, I prayed, 'God, if you're there and you don't want me to do this, give me a sign now.' At that point, my phone started to ring. I looked at the caller ID and it said, 'Almighty God.' I was afraid to answer. The church that the pastor attends is called Almighty God Tabernacle." Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road.